Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi there, Gratitude Seeker, and welcome to a new style of episode based on the words of people you know that are big believers in the power of gratitude. You're going to hear words of wisdom from Tony Robbins, Brené Brown, Denzel Washington, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bob Proctor, Elizabeth Gilbert, Michelle Obama, Deepak Chopra, Oprah, Louise Hay, and many more. The purpose of this kind of episode is to learn from the best. Learn from those people that we admire and that inspire us. To explore their perspective on gratitude and see how we can implement it in our life as well. Please, subscribe right now to make sure you're going to get all of these amazing nuggets of wisdom. It's free and it's one of the best things you can do for yourself in this year. Okay, thank you for subscribing. And now, today's featured celebrity is Tony Robbins. We will be listening to and we will explore his perspective on the antidote to fear and anger, how to train your brain to appreciate, and the law of familiarity, and the secret to wealth. So let's start with the first one, the antidote to fear and anger.
Gratitude is the antidote to the two emotions that mess up most people's lives. What are they? Anger and what? Fear. Those are two biggies. You cannot be grateful and angry simultaneously. That's the beauty of it. It's the antidote to anger. You can't be fearful and grateful simultaneously. So the more you cultivate and prime yourself for gratitude, the more you can push through anger and fear very quickly.
One of the things that I love about Tony is that he doesn't only push positivity. He's well aware that many of the things that have a big impact in our life are due to fear or anger when we are basically using the older part of our brain. When we're fearful or angry, we become more instinctual. We're only using our reptilian brain and our limbic brain. And many of the intellectual resources that we have available seem to disappear in those moments. Based on the research that I've done in the last 4 years studying gratitude, the reason why I believe gratitude is the antidote to fear and anger is that it helps us connect with our neocortex. And instead of being in a reactive mode, we will be in a responsive mode. And this will unlock the inner resources to deal with those things that cause the fear or the anger. And by the way, I think Tony Robbins also has this definition of fear. I'm not sure if he came up with it, but I heard him use it before. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And it's very unfortunate that many times we make decisions based on fear or on anger. That's why I believe that this idea is life-changing. The fact that by bringing gratitude in, we're able to use it as an antidote for these two. And the next bit of audio from Tony Robbins actually talks about the way of doing this, and it also talks about the law of familiarity, the one that we'll explore afterward.
Train your brain to look for what's right. Train your brain to appreciate. Why not just have a daily practice of at least finding 3 things you can feel grateful for, and don't think about them intellectually. Actually step in your body and focus on it like you're back in that moment. It could be a moment from 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It could be from today. But let the power of gratitude roll over you and battle the one thing that gets in the way, that law of familiarity.
Do you know what this law of familiarity is? It's a concept similar to hedonic adaptation, which is the tendency of humans to quickly return to a relatively stable level of happiness despite major positive or negative events or life changes. Basically, this means that we quickly adapt to new circumstances, even if they are positive. And instead of naturally appreciating them all the time, they're put in the back of our brains as the new normal. That's why if you're making more money, if you're getting a raise, After a while, this will just become the new normal. And this applies to many areas of our life, including relationships, living conditions, work, and most of the areas in our life. That's why Tony Robbins, in this short clip, stresses the importance of gratitude and the importance of doing something consistently so that we get to appreciate even the things that we are already familiar with. And another important idea that he shares is the fact that we need to get into that state, not just think about it, not just make a list and get done with it, but actually appreciating it, feeling it with all of your being, all of your senses, and going deep. And one of the best ways in which you can do this is by doing a short meditation. And to help you with that, I have a resource on the website, a meditation bundle for 7 areas that I think are most important in our life. And if you sign up for the free week, you'll find a surprise in the email that you'll be receiving that will make the gratitude bundle much easier for you to get. But since I mentioned the free week of the abundance course, let's get to our third topic. It's a piece from a discussion that Anthony Robbins had with the world's most generous philanthropist in history. Sir John Templeton gave away over $1 billion to charitable causes. So not only was he a billionaire, but he was able to donate more than $1 billion. So when Tony Robbins asked him what is his secret, this was his response.
What's the secret to wealth? His response really touched me. He goes, you know it, you teach it. I said, what's that? He said, gratitude. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because if you got $1 billion and every day you live pissed off and frustrated, the quality of your life is called pissed off and frustrated.
Right.
But if you have nothing, but you're euphorically grateful for whatever you have, you're the richest person that you're going to know. He said, so it doesn't matter how much money you got if you don't have gratitude.
So here you go. This is the secret to wealth of the most generous billionaire in the world. And this is one of the reasons why I created the Abundance Course. I believe the sum of money that you have is not as relevant as how much you're able to appreciate what it can bring and your life in general. And I've had people on the podcast, millionaires, that confirmed that even though they reached that level, it didn't mean that they were automatically happy or grateful all the time. And thankfully, they found gratitude and they felt like something was missing before, but once they put that to the mix, it changed how much they were able to appreciate what they had, and it actually led to more. So if you want to enjoy more wealth, more abundance through gratitude, I invite you to join me in this free week and start your journey with this first step of actually going from feeling lack to feeling lucky. The promise of this first week is that if you do the exercises, by the end of it, when you pay for something, you will feel lucky instead of feeling lack. To get access to the free week, just go to georgianbenta.com/freeweek or tap the link in the description. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do so now, and please share this episode with someone you love and want to grow with. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.